The human mind is a dark and deep well that no one can say to fully understand in its infinite complexity. In its most Stygian and loathsome recesses dwell horrid, contradicting thoughts and emotions that would make us all cower before what might be hidden inside all of us. They are our most coveted and unspeakable dreams. The shameless beast that prides itself on devouring our conscience and morality. Wantings and desires that we tried so much to keep hidden, that we believed no one could ever uncover. Or at least, so we had thought. As we go by our daily lives, a being neither man nor woman, in the shape of a slithering snake, creeps into our very souls. Their presence, their unfathomable depravity, is part of all of us. Their impossible aspirations and obsession have shaken the very heavens, and their unspeakable excess has twisted the minds of billions. They know your deepest desires, and they can control and morph them as they so wish. But worst of all, they can make them all feel reasonable and understandable in your own morality. They are the Dark Prince, the Lord of Excess, the Master of Obsession. Slaanesh. We will now go deep into the Dark Prince's realm, a place of impossible temptations that gnaw at the deepest and hidden desires one has in the soul. May Sigma protect us as we explore the terrible chaos god that is Slaanesh.
Raise buildings and sing songs in my glory. In my name, pursue your arts and enshrine all beauty. Let all people follow their every desire, sate their every hunger, and deny themselves no adventure. For it is in these things, and in no other, that you will find the greatest pleasure. And it is through these things, and through each other, that you shall rise yourselves higher, even unto the steps of my throne. You will take pleasure in all that is, though your bodies will break, and your souls be forfeit. For I am Slaanesh, most jealous of gods, and most demanding of lovers. And my thirst for you shall never be sated. Sigma, protect us all.
No peace can be found in the realms of chaos. Hate, agony, torment, despair. These mantras have twisted the realms in theaters of war and slaughter without end. Mortality fades away as time, space, and the most ordinary laws of nature hold no power here. There is, however, one realm, one domain whose master is not as keen on ravaging war throughout the plains as its similars. A more civilized place, made to appeal to the minds of mortals and alike. A place where the will of man goes to die, and let place to a festering, all-consuming indulgence. Within the six circles of seduction can be found many rare and exotic treasures to please the avaricious, and halls of pleasure to tantalize the carnal. Massive, opulent arenas draw those of great martial pride, while the vainglorious lord over those who they consider to be inferior to them. Yet it is all a cruel illusion, for the Dark Prince's realm is one of pure horror. For every marble hall, there is a palace wrought from tainted flesh. For every pile of gold and precious stones, there is a mountain of shattered hearts. 6 circles await for the foolish or bold enough to attempt reaching the Dark Prince. Held high up in his palace, at the heart of his realm, sat on his throne. This is the realm of Slaanesh. The first circle is avidity. All wandering souls will walk through great, magnificent halls, their sides tempested with rubies, diamonds, emeralds, and sapphires, all glinting with the light given off by meticulously refined and detailed crystal chandeliers. Coins, gold ingots, priceless paintings, statues, and many other works of art are piled up in a great stacks everywhere on the white, smooth, marbled floor. But to try and grasp any of these goods is to be doomed forever. Coins and gems take off their disguises and reveal themselves as starving maggots which will dig in the skin of their victims and start eating them from the inside out. To touch any of the statues and paintings is to become part of them, your consciousness intact, but forever trapped to be another piece in the prince's screaming gallery. The second circle is gluttony. Whoever may come here is presented with vast mahogany tables, deemed by the soft warm light of a fireplace and gold-trimmed candlesticks. Sumptuous courses, exotic foods, and the intense scent of wine lure the victim to take a seat. One bite is all it takes to enslave it to its desires. Now burning with the intention of gorging itself till its body can no more, or his belly contort to the point of regurgitating its guts. By the second circle lies the circle of carnality. Here the soul is tempted by all sorts of carnal pleasures. Lustful maidens roam an emerald verdant plain, their semblances taking the shapes and forms of the victim's greatest desires. To let yourself be tempted, however, is a fool's wish, for jagged clawed hands and serpentine tongues are hidden behind an illusion, masking creatures with a different hunger for fleshy desires. Upon traversing the third trial, a tested soul is to encroach upon the circle of paramountcy. Here is where its pride and hunger for power are tempted. The soul is greeted by roaring crowds, nobles' courts, vassals from different kingdoms, or column after column of readied soldiers. It's a paradise where every desire is granted on a whim, every request fulfilled with a flick of a finger. It's when the wandering soul has reached the peak of his bottomless pride that it discovers how fickle reality truly is, and how strong the shining bars of its new golden prison really are. As every smile, every curtsy, and every action is sullied with the fear of betrayal, a surmounting paranoia comes crashing down on the poor, lost soul, starting a slow and never-ending descent into madness. The next ordeal is the Circle of Vainglory. This is a beautiful garden, filled with perfumed and colourful flowers, hiding the most treacherous of thorn stems. Most dangerous of all are the whispers and chuckles of women and nymphs, telling of past successes, bigger and small, dedicating particular attention to the unheeded temptations of the past circles. For a soul to be lured by such adulations means to stray away from the beaten path. Be led in the thick forest's undergrowth, where thorny briars and roots take a hold of their victim and start slowly breaking every bone and joint. Whilst the flattering voices now turn to mocking laughter as they list every one of the soul's failures in the cruelest of parodies. Finally, the last and most dangerous of the six circles of seduction, the Circle of Indolency. Here lies a white stretch of thin white sand, a seemingly infinite coastline touched by ambrosial limpid waters, frozen in a never-ending sunset. Every wave, every stone, and every grain of sand is soothing to the touch. And as a wandering soul tries to move forward, it realizes that at every step, its legs become heavier and heavier. The topaz warm light beams of the dying sun caress its skin, and soon the lost soul finds it increasingly harder to breathe. And as all strength starts to leave the body, the sea's sweet scent invades its senses to finally make it collapse in the final slumber. And there on the sand it will lie till the waves grasp its body and devour the remains, its brittle bones now becoming the new white grains of sand to grow the bleak coast evermore. And so the cycle will continue as its remains join the others who tried. Those who dared come from so far, almost onto the steps of the Dark Prince's throne.
Come to me, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Pleasure beyond imagining awaits you. Desire.
Oh, what a world you mortals inhabit, rich in sensation, suffused with suffering, and reeking of all manner of unfulfilled desire. Come, embrace me, and learn the exquisite gifts my prince can bestow.
Slaanesh, the Prince of Pleasure, is one of the four dark entities which govern the realms of chaos. Their dominion is passion, twisted and contorted in all its aspects and expressions. Theirs is the mastery of unspeakable pleasure and rending suffering, the very essence of the god of excess. Furthermore, something that would come unheard to the ears of the most dilettante scholars is that their followers can very much vary in their nature. For excess can take many different forms, all equally important in the eyes of the prince. For instance, most people would think that all warriors who give themselves to the four would turn to Khorne, the god of blood and murder. However, many of the such individuals are not kin to the act of slaughter itself, or at least not as much as on its perfect and masterful execution. Slaanesh will gift you the speed, dexterity, and grace for every swing of your sword, to be as precise as a painter's stroke, delicate as a lover's caress, terrible just as much as beautiful. That is the moment when, in the eyes of the Dark Prince, death becomes the most sublime of arts. When life reaches its highest peak, made to be witnessed one moment at a time, contemplated in its profound majesty. In the same manner, most would have you believe that scholars and mages who turn to the dark gods would seek the patronage of Sinch, the lord of magic and trickery. And yet, just as many prefer to win the dark arts through the whispers sang in their ears by the sweet lips of the Prince of Pleasure. For he who can uncover mankind's deepest desires is also a master of whispers, keeper of secrets, holder of ancient and terrible knowledge that would scare off any sane individual. However, caution is a luxury you cannot allow yourself to have when trying to uncover the world's mysteries. And so, these wandering followers will eventually be consumed by a slowly building obsession, their hunger for secrets, a gaping, starving hole which will carve itself in their hearts, craving for more. Always more whispers, always more knowledge. And once they will finally obtain it all, they will rejoice and bathe in the stillness quiet of their filled desires. Then they'll break, screaming and tearing at their eyes and ears as a cacophony of thoughts and emotions takes a hold of their sanity. In a matter of moments, they will be crushed by the impossible weight of the secrets they uncovered until they are but husks, emptied of everything they once were. Such is the price to pay when attempting to scale the steps to the Dark Prince's throne. Last but not least, Slaanesh is the youngest of the four brothers, and is therefore also considered the weakest, as his power is overshadowed by the one of his brothers. However, as the scriptures teach, the realms of chaos are indeed fickle. Like a great obsidian pendulum, power swings perpetually back and forth from one god to the other. Thus it is foreseen that one day, Slaanesh may grow so powerful to overwhelm all his older brothers and break the stalemate which is the great game. For he is the god of excess, and by his own nature, the chaos gods represent deeds, concepts and emotions brought to their extreme. As one of the gods grows in strength, the realms bending and breaking under his will, the Dark Prince smiles. For they know that there is excess in rage, there is suffering in despair, and there is love in malice. The Warbringers of the Chaos Gods march forth, towering over their lesser minions, all given form by the will of Slaanesh. Before the battle even begins, Slaanesh's seductive song echoes mournfully around the battlefield, ensnaring the souls of those who hear it. The demonettes of Slaanesh have wicked claws that cut deep and can cut through iron and flesh alike. Their voices are intoxicating and seducing at the same time. As they approach their prey, they beg them to join them in a paradise that staves off the tedium of existence. Many are the fools who fall for this temptation, only to discover that the palaces of pleasure and promises of excessive indulgence are only a mask of a terrible hell that never ends. The demonettes are often accompanied by outriders, terrible entities mounted on swift steeds. They move across the battlefield with incredible agility, always seeking their prey. They are said to be so fast, they can charm time itself, and so can travel and move between the seconds to reach their unfortunate enemies that are often not prepared to respond to the swiftness of these relentless hunters. These creatures can sense the unique smells of the souls of their victims, and once they have identified the scent, they can pursue their prey through time and space for eternity if they so desire. But as the malignant and cruel beings that they are, they keep chasing their victims to the limit of their sanity, only leaving the slimmest chance of hope in them, only to continue to torment them until they have finally given up. It is then that the Seekers drag their souls to the realm of chaos to be tormented forever in Slaanesh's loathsome chambers. delighting in the exquisite pain the hosts of excess inflict upon the battlefield. The Keeper of Secrets marches above all, dealing blows with stunning perfection, moving swiftly from one target to another, not wasting any movement and showcasing the delicate precision with which they kill. It is known that these greater demons of Slaanesh are also very capable spellcasters, able to manifest terrible expressions of destructive magic into the world. These beings feel every sensation there is with exhilarated senses, and they transmit to the enhanced expressions of pain to their unfortunate victims. The hosts of Slaanesh march forth full of vibrant colors and wicked manifestations of unlimited and unrestrained excess. Their dark splendor is terrible to behold, and it speaks doom to all who witness it.
And you ask how I could do such a thing? Well, I ask you, how could you not? Once I had gazed upon the beauty of the Lord of Delight, I knew I had no choice. To catch even a glimpse of his immortal radiance is to be swept away by the pure ecstasy his perfect form invokes. I gave up my own soul willingly. He shall be my lover and my mater for all eternity, and I shall be his.
The followers of Slaanesh are decadent in the extreme and revel in their outrageousness. Many of them wear garish colors, delicate clothing and flowing robes offset with leather or fur, all draped and adorned with fine gold or silver chains. Their armor is chased with intricate patterns and engravings, all crafted to perfection. Those mortals that worship the Prince of Pleasure have been able to catch his attention and often rewarded with mutations that enable them to experience and feel greater sensations of pleasure from battle. Some are said to become obsessed at pursuing these sensations, and the most devoted of them lose the humanity in their eyes as these become larger and turn black. Despite this, there are many Slaanesh followers that cannot be identified as easily as their appearance can show. Many of the already tainted and fallen lie hidden within human society, disguised as ordinary folk, with their own interests and occupations, but always ready to strike when the time is right. To enter the realm of Slaanesh is to enter a place of eternal damnation. The ones who go into the realm rarely leave, for they are destined to find what they desire the most, the land morphing them to match their impulses and deepest wishes. This is a place where every and all wild desire, dream and passion is pushed to an all-consuming obsession. Chaos offers the quick fulfillment of dreams, desires, and gratification of the self. And of all four Chaos Gods, none make this offer more tempting than Lord Slaanesh.
Mankind was born to be wild and free. Would you not raise yourself on a pedestal and feel what you were always destined to live? Would you not rise beside our beloved prince? Reach the heavens and carve out a piece of it for your own. Follow me and I'll show you the path to salvation.